Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish up Pirkei Avos and begin Maseches Ha'riyos. So we are up to Parak Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kol Masha Bara Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo. Everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu created in his world, Lo Bara Ela L'Chvodo. He only created for his own honor. Shenemar Kol Ha'Nikr B'Shmi L'Chvodi Barasiv, Yetzarte Vav Hasisiv, Omer Hashem Yimloch, Li'Olam Va'ed. That everything Hashem made, he made for his honor, and Hashem is going to be the king, Li'Olam Va'ed, forever and ever. So now we move on. That brings us to the end of Pirkei Avos. Now we move on to Maseches Ha'riyos. Horu Bezin Lavar Alachas Mikol. Ha'riyos is basically about mistaken Piskei Alacha that are issued by Beis Din. So Horu Bezin Lavar Alachas Mikol Mitzvos Ha'amuras B'Torah. If the Beis Din made a hora'a in error to violate one of the mitzvos of the Torah, V'halacha Yachid V'asa Shogeg Al Piyem, and a Yachid went and Shogeg, he did the Avera based on their Psak, Bein Sha'asu V'asa Yimahin, whether they themselves did the Avera as well, and he just went along with them, Bein Sha'asu V'asa Achrayim, or whether they did the Avera and then he did it after them, Bein Shalo Asu V'asa, or whether they, the judges, didn't do any Avera, and it's just that this guy did the Avera, Pater, the guy himself is going to be Pater, Mnesha Talib Beis Din. He was relying on Beis Din, which he had every right to do. Haru Beis Din V'yada Echon Me'an Shita'u, if Beis Din made a mistake in Psak, and one of the Dayanim knew that they had made a mistake, O Talmud V'Rai Lo Ra, or there was a Talmud there that realized it was a mistake, and he's a Talmud who's Rai Lara V'Halach V'Asal Pian, and that particular Dayan, or that particular Talmud went and followed their Psak, even though he knew it was wrong. Bein Shasu V'Asimayin, whether he did it together with the rest of the Dayanim, Bein Shasu V'Asachrein, whether they did it first and he followed, Bein Shalasu V'Asu, whether they didn't do it at all, and he did it, Harei Zeh Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv. He has to bring Karban Chatzos, Meshul Talib Beis Din, because he knew better than the Beis Din. He knew that they were mistaken, so he should not have relied on them. Meaning he did, but he should not have done so. Zaklal hatol biatzmo chayiv. If a person relies on himself and does the avera, he's going to be chayiv. Hatol bebeis din patur. But one who does an avera b'shogeg because he's really relying on Beis Din, he doesn't know any better, then he's going to be patur from bringing a korban chatzos. So let's review what we learned today in the very last mission of Pirkei Avos. We had said that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates in the world is only for his own honor. And then in the first mission in Ha'riyos, we said two different cases. One case is where a Beis Din issues an erroneous psak and someone follows that psak because he doesn't know any better, so he's pater from bringing a karban. And the other is where he does know better. He's a judge, or he's a talmud that's higia lo ra'a, and he follows that psak anyway, so then he's going to be chayiv to bring a karban. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Ha'riyos, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening.